think you illustrated, because much of the time you spent defining some of these phrases that are very clear, and you would not have had to define at all had you read it in another text, like gender strives or must not strive. We don't have any idea what that means. Apt to teach, some people wouldn't use that. We would say able to teach. Oppose themselves, we don't have any idea what that means until we read it in another text or look it up in the Greek. Or peradventure, we don't say that today. Acknowledging, to the acknowledging of the truth, that's not how we would say that. Or recover themselves, no one would know what that meant unless they go to some commentaries, go to some lexicons, compare translations. And so it illustrates very well what I was trying to say in my first talk. But I know you were not, you were not trying to make applications. And so if you don't want to answer the question, that's fine. But you know, there are people in our brotherhood that, you know, bring up different issues, and they preach about them at the big meetings. We'll hear it at the New Year's meeting, if the Lord permits us to live. And they preach it in their gospel meetings. They'll talk about change for the sake of change, or changing the time of services, or changing the order in any way, or whether these we can sing songs without notes, or whether we can sing scriptural songs and so forth. What I'd like to know is, do these fall under these foolish and stupid arguments that Paul is talking about here? Number one. Is that what he's talking about that produces quarrels, these type of things? And what should our response be? Should we ignore them? Has what we've done generally just ignore this type of thing? Is that the response that we should take, or what?
In most of the specific examples here, of course, Paul usually had reference, I think, to a lot of the Judaizing teachers and the things that they were bringing up that had absolutely nothing to do with one's salvation. As far as when they were promoting circumcision, they were promoting the genealogies and so forth. And a lot of these other things, especially when it ends in this way, they gender the strifes. Yes, I think they should just be avoided. And this could also happen, I believe, in actual doctrinal questions. I know of individuals that on certain subjects, I've asked them not to bring up the subject any longer because I knew where it would lead. And it would be maybe the same question that I would try my best to answer someone else. But I knew where this other was going to, and I would just avoid it from then on. In reference to your other statements, I'm glad my speech was able to help yours then in some way, even if I wasn't here. But in response in some ways, of course, to me, I understand the necessity and the need of other translations, and I have no problem with that. But if I had the tools for all the other translations, I would use them. I would apply it to those other translations just like I do the King James, to be looking up the words and to be certain. So the same time in my study, anyway, would be used the same way, I believe.
Along the line of what Jerry was talking about, concerning qualifications, you know, 1 Timothy 3, we're very well aware that we're very strict on those, and then we try to teach those often concerning the elders, that they must have these qualifications, and we understand it. Would you say that these are basically a list of qualifications, like as preachers we should have, not necessarily just limited to preachers, but these are qualifications parallel like to the ones that elders should have?
I'd say they are, if for no other reason, for the way, of course, well, Paul wrote to Timothy, who's identified as an evangelist in chapter 4 of the same book, do the work of an evangelist. He has to be busy with that. And this is something that he must do. And I believe it would tie in very closely to the teachers he was to be training in the earlier part of this very same chapter. So we might almost couple it with the evangelist as well as the teachers, those that be doing this type of work. It's just a moral obligation to make these things.
I think it's good as evangelists and teachers that we read these passages often and remind ourselves that we also have qualifications that we must meet as well. I want to just turn over to James chapter 3. And just add a little bit along the line of what you're talking about. In the book of James, as Jimmy pointed out this morning, in chapter 3, verse 1, that do not become teachers because you will receive greater judgment. When you consider James chapter 3 very carefully, there's several important things there. But one of the things that I consider to be important is down in verse 17. The wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy, without partiality, and without hypocrisy. You know, there's a list of qualifications there as well. And probably we could apply them to teachers just as we would the 2 Timothy 2 passage. One of them in particular is easy to be entreated. The Revised Standard Version renders that open to reason. You know, as preachers, I think that's a good one that we all ought to consider. We ought to be open to reason. We need to learn to listen to others. Have you ever talked to someone before that you're trying to hopefully teach them something and they're not listening to anything you're saying? All they're thinking about is their reply. All they're thinking about is how they're going to show you something. Well, that's frustrating. It frustrates me. And you know, I find myself guilty of doing the same thing, and I need to change in that area. I need to be open to reason. That doesn't mean that I'm going to give up the truth. That doesn't mean I'm going to accept even what they say. But I'm open to reason, and I'll listen to what they say. You know, at times like this, as preachers, when we get together to study like this, I think that's a good word of advice for all of us as we approach the study, to be open to reason, as James says. Richard.